We're at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual meeting in Kansas City, and with me is Michelle Kautz, who is the Director of Communications for the National Ethanol Vehicle Coalition, which is based in Jefferson City, Missouri, not very far from where we have our headquarters. And lots of exciting things going on right now with E85. Your organization must be keeping very busy, Michelle.
We have been very busy. This year alone, we've assisted in opening about 300 E85 fueling locations, bringing our total up to about 530 across the nation.
Uh-huh. And where do you see the most growth as far as E85 fueling stations are concerned?
Mostly in the Midwest, where ethanol is most predominant here in the Midwest. We're seeing it travel on to Arizona, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, and we're trying to broaden our E85 sites out there just to give them a little more flavor of what E85 has to offer.
Well, one of the big issues, of course, is making sure that the vehicles can use the fuel and then making sure you have the fuel available to use. But I understand that there's lots of cars on the road that are able to use E85.
That's true. And unfortunately, a lot of consumers don't know that their vehicles are E85 compatible. There are about 6 million E85 compatible vehicles on American roads right now. General Motors, Daimler, Chrysler, and Ford are the most predominant E85 manufacturers here in this country.
And what are you doing to get the word out to let people know that?
Well, the automobile manufacturers are members of ours, so we are a nonprofit organization that works through our members. So they are educating their sales staff. They're also working with ethanol producers, such as Ford Motor Company just announced a partnership with Verison Energy that they intend to establish some E85 infrastructure here in the next few months. So getting the word out with press releases such as that, opening new fueling facilities, educating their salespeople, working through our members is how we get the word out.
Now, how has the recent energy bill, how do you hope that that's going to help increase the production and consumption of ethanol?
Well, we anticipate an additional 2,000 stations next year alone, and that is because of the infrastructure tax credit that the energy bill put into place beginning on January 1st. That will allow a retailer to receive a 30% infrastructure tax credit up to $30,000 of the E85 project.
Are you seeing a lot of interest across the country then?
Very much so, especially with the gasoline prices, how they've been. E85 has been overall about 20 to 30 cents less than regular unleaded per gallon. And so when it hits the consumer's pocketbook, people start taking action.
With the bad publicity, I'd say, that the oil companies have been getting lately with those obscene profits and with the hurricanes that hit and affected the supply situation, it seemed like it might be a good time for E85. It might really help work in your favor.
Unfortunately, that is what it has done. You know, it's bad for the consumers with the gasoline prices so high, but it has put more of a positive influence on E85 and all alternative fuels in general, keeping the money here at home, growing our own fuel, and it's a clean-burning fuel as well. There's so many positives along with E85 compared to gasoline.
That's all the questions I have, Michelle. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, they can find a complete listing of E85 compatible vehicles, also of E85 fueling facilities on our website, which is e85fuel.com.
It seems like we got more and more E85 fueling stations coming online almost every day. Are you keeping it updated on the website then?
We do update it daily. I do it myself. So daily we get new facilities that we're made known of, and it's updated as quickly as we can get to it.
All right, real good. Well, thank you very much, Michelle Kautz. And I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.